You're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, here in the liberal land of long beards, lattes, and lutefisk. And now here are your hosts, Doug Padgett, Brett Johnson, and Hunter Hawes.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Doug Padgett in today. Hey, Brett, how are things, my friend?
Going great over here, Sunny day. Just wish we were broadcasting outside.
We should do that. In fact, in a couple of weeks, we're going to do the Friday show is going to be a remote on the 25th. We're going to be doing a remote from a from one of the sponsors. And by the way, a little radio, just a little radio news here on the start of the first segment on the Friday on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. There's other radio stations. I know, you know, a lot of people don't listen to anything else. Their buttons in their car have been all pre-programmed to AM 950, but there are some other ones, and one of those is a local a public radio station, and they're in a fund drive this week. I don't know if people pay attention to this, but over there, you know what they're doing at that NPR? They listen, and then about every 3 or 4 months, they tell you to pay up. They say, hey, basically they tell you, you owe us. We've been giving this to you, and you owe us. I don't know. People like that. I guess they feel pretty good about that. They say they don't advertise. I would beg to differ with them. I've listened to that station, and I think they do advertise.
Oh, how often do we hear programming is brought to you by, whenever they do their newscast or show. Yeah, no kidding.
Brought to you by a movie or by some store that's selling stuff. Like, that's called advertising. Well, around here, you listen, and if you were to give money through the system here, the way it works is you go over to Milda's. You buy lunch, you pay for your lunch, you get lunch, and you get programming on AM 950 because that's how it gets funded around here with advertisers, right? So not only do you get to give to the AM 950 experience, but you get lunch out of the deal, or you get a fireplace, or you connect with some arts, or you donate your car to some people who can change their lives.
Or you take Hunter's advice and clean your carpets too.
Yeah, I mean, if you obsess as much about carpet cleanliness as Hunter does, this is your place, right? You zero res, say backward or forward, and you even get your carpets cleaned. So you contribute, money comes via advertisers to the AM 950 experience, and you get clean carpets. This is the best deal going. This whole business about just give money and don't get anything out of it, that's trickery that's going on. So feel like you're getting your values. And by the way, if you feel like, well, I'd really like to do more for AM 950, go to the advertisers. Tell them that you listen and that they should double their ad buy. That's what you tell them. Say it really works, and we'd love to have you around here. So, you know, I just want to remind people every once in a while, this is a great value. This is a great deal. I heard a really good expression this week. The times we're living in, there's no time to go radio silent. It's radio time. So turn the volume up because there's a lot to do and a lot to talk about. And typically on Fridays, we have our astrophysicist, but he's off this week and last week. So he's got a couple of week break. Even an astrophysicist needs to rest their eyes on occasion. So no Paul Wallace today, but we will have Richard Painter with us, and he's going to be on the show. And of course, we're going to have the Friday news quiz, which I really like. I don't know if anybody else does, but boy, I like taking the news quiz. Hey, speaking of radio, I was on a radio show this week with a guy named Man Cow. I don't know if you've ever heard of that fella, any of you, but he's a bit of a shock jock, come to find out. And I did a little 5-minute segment on his show, and it's like a morning show thing where there's like, you know, sound effects in the background and jokes about the physical anatomy of people. So I was just pleasantly thinking about how all the good programming that goes on over here at AM 950, where it's fun, it's lively, it's thoughtful, it's a great value, and it's a fair deal. And it's not full of all that, just sort of singularly the nonsense that goes on over there. But I did think, Brett, having to listen to like an AM a morning show that's done in that kind of morning show style, if we ever did go down that dark hole of an AM morning show, I think we could do it pretty well if we were to turn our sights towards such nonsense. I think we could really nail it. Yeah. Hey, and I also kind of noticed when I listen to other radio shows or podcasts, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and they always rattle off all the people involved in the podcast. It's sometimes 5, 10, 15, 20 people putting these things together. It's like unbelievable. What do you guys do? What do you all do? I mean, the little engine that could around here, the little engine that could, you know, we pull it off with, of course, you know, you got the big uppity ups upstairs there, Laura and Chad and the people that have to run the operations. But, you know, it's like Brett on the board, Doug behind the mic, sometimes Hunter behind the board, Brett behind them. Like we're running little two man shows down here, and it's the little engine that could. So it's a great value. I hope you enjoy it, and just you know appreciate your Minnesota Progressive repartee. Any chance you can get, and of course all the other very fine programming here on AM 950. Hey Jim in St. Louis Park, you have a few thoughts too, huh?
Hi. I think there's this perception out there that public radio is really liberal, and it's just so inaccurate. I think they're liberal as far as the radio, the whole entirety of radio, because radio tends to be so far to the right.
Yeah.
Right. And a really good example, like when they had the Kavanaugh hearings, you know, they started out and they had they went away for a couple days. I forget why there was a break in the hearings, but public radio would not say a word about it. And there was accusations about him having improper sexual behavior, but they let that story go away. And I knew that they'd be able to stall and just force him through. And they don't stay on things like they should. I think they're always afraid of making people on the far right angry. And then the far right goes after them and threatens their funding.
Well, yeah, you know, it could be. It's a little hard to tell, isn't it? What's always going on in the backgrounds? Anytime there's public funding that's involved, I'm sure they're nervous about that. I will say this for the local public radio station, at least the one that puts out the news, as opposed to the ones that put out like classical music or you know contemporary music that people don't want to listen to on the other stations. On the news side. They really do try to be a news organization. So they're trying to follow journalistic approach. I would suggest that this show, and maybe many of the shows here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, we're closer to being the editorial page of the newspaper and not the news side of the newspaper, right? So this, I hope, comes to you with an opinion. Like, we come with an idea. This is advocacy journalism, that kind of thing. Like we're trying to make a point, and we use the news to try to make a point. And other people do their news in a different way. And over there at that other shop, they like to present themselves as news journalists and not as opinion profiteers.
Except they're not always accurate, though, because, like, for example, that there was a House member in North Carolina that did all the, there was a whole lot of election fraud.
Right.
And they had a story on NPR and they talked about how it was voter fraud and maybe Trump was right. And oh my God, I just about puked. because it's like, how could they be that far off? You know, it's not that difficult of a concept.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jim. I feel the same way when I have to listen to some of the rest of the sort of news. And because there's this pressure toward equivalency, and it's important in journalism. You really do want to be straight, and you want to try to be fair. But boy, there are times. This is what I feel about the Trump administration. Is I don't think I'm the one that's acting like I'm being extremist here. I think they're just so far out of the norm that you have to oppose them and not just say, well, here's what they did, and that might have been a good thing. I'm totally done with it. I think we're in uncharted waters here, and those waters are really choppy and really dangerous. But Jim, I'll tell you, thank you for listening. Thanks for being part of this and for spreading the word, and all the people that watch all over the internet and listen on the podcast and all the rest of it. We truly do appreciate it. So a little listener appreciation day. Thanks everybody. Hey, we're going to be back here after the break with the news quiz, and then after that, we're going to be back with Richard Painter, and we'll talk about what's going on with that Mueller report. So lots of good things still coming here on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950.
Hi, this is Candy from Green Tea Conversations, Sunday at 10 a.m., and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Tom Hartman here for All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that you save more if you wait, but waiting to switch can actually cost you more. While tax rebates make solar affordable, those rebates are often limited and decrease over time. So when you wait, you risk losing some of the incentives that make solar so easy to afford today. And besides, the sooner you get your All Energy Solar system, the sooner you reduce or even eliminate that high electricity bill. Make the switch today at allenergysolar.com.
Find a wide selection of outdoor hearth products at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether you prefer wood or gas, Woodland Stoves has the fire to fit your home. Pizza aficionados know nothing matches masonry oven baking for capturing flavor and nutrition. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can easily install one in your home or business. Enthusiasts use these ovens year-round for bread making, wood roasting, even grilling.
The mission and passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you. The way humans relate to fire is primordial. We have used fire to warm our bodies, cook our meals, and kindle our spirits. Our team has the know-how to do this in a clean-burning and environmentally smart way. Visit our store and experience the diversity. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin. See us online at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that fits and works for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Hey, it's Brett from the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. You've heard Hunter tell you how much he trusts Zero Res to clean his carpets. Well, now it's my turn. What I love is that Zero Res cleans carpets without those smelly, harsh chemicals. Plus, when I have friends over to Repartee, I don't have to cover that old carpet stain with a floor lamp. And right now, you can get three-room Zero Resified starting at $149. But you have to mention AM950. So call 952-ZERO-RES, mention AM950, and get that carpet cleaning off your to-do list. Believe me, you'll feel better.
Hi, Minnesota. It's Tom Hartman, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hey, welcome back to the Repartee. Hey, Brett, nice job on the Zero Res ad. How does a guy get in line to get to do a Zero Res commercial? What do I have to do around here to pull the number?
Maybe next month. Yeah, maybe Hunter got me going on getting my carpets clean. Yeah, maybe you're up next for the June specials.
Yeah, man, I'd love to. Yeah, sort of a midsummer freshen up.
Yeah.
I'll start working on a little bit right now for that. Hey, you know what else I was doing during the commercial? Literally, this is not even an extra pitch. This is true. If you were to look at the screen on my computer in front of me right now, you know what you'd see? Woodlandstoves.com. I was browsing through the stoves at Woodland Stoves, thinking about having a gas insert put into our fireplace, and I thought it's time to get serious about that. And I was reminded about the good people over there at over near Riverside and East Franklin, the people at Woodland Stoves. So, hey, maybe you'll do that same thing and pick yourself up a stove and then get those carpets cleaned and support your AM 950 advocacy journalism that you get in your ears on a daily basis. Many of you a daily basis, and we sure appreciate it. All right, hey Brett, you ready to try the news quiz?
Oh, we killed it last week.
Ten questions. We did. Yeah, 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10. I think we can go 10 for 10. I believe it every time. You know, right up until we don't. But here we go. All right. First question. This one tricked me when it started out because it's not what I thought, where I thought it was going. So the question is, how much did Minneapolis, the city of Minneapolis, agree to pay the family of Jamar Clark, who was shot by a Minneapolis police officer in November of 2015 during a struggle to settle an outstanding civil suit. Did the city of Minneapolis agree to pay Jamar Clark's family $20 million, $5 million, $1 million, or the parties are still negotiating?
Ooh, it's Matt was talking about this. It's ugly. They're negotiating, and I think they won't even go above $100,000.
Yeah, I think they're still negotiating, too. Let's push the question. Yep, we got that one right. All right, 69%. In fact, I think the city council rejected the first deal, the first number that they had settled on. Like, we're going to give them $100,000. And they come out in this Ruschek one, do $20 million. I mean, it just could. Oh, good Lord. So confused. It's just so confused. All right, question number two. The New York Times released an investigation this week into President Trump's finances using his federal tax returns. How much money did Trump make in the decades between in the decade between 1985 and 1994, according to the report? How much money did he make? Did he make $1.7 billion as the billionaire that he is? Did he make $1.72 billion? Did he lose $1.72 billion or did he lose $1.17 billion? It's just outrageous.
I need a lifeline. I'm guessing he lost money. I'm not sure which one, though.
He did. He lost one. I think the answer is going to be $1.17 billion in those 10 years. He was posting losses every year. 100 million, 200 million, 300 million. And the, okay, I'm going to push for the answer here. Yeah, we got that one right. And the thing about it is the way these kinds of losses go with businesses and personal income, you get to carry those over for multiple years. Mm-hmm. So what you do for someone like him, who's a money launderer and a criminal, is you claim certain losses in some years so that in future years you can make all this money and still not pay any tax on it.
You want to know what's crazy about this, too? I do remember this from my task class. I believe you can also carry it forward 5 years, but also back 3 years. So you can go back in years in which you made money and apply those losses.
It just, I mean.
Which is mind-boggling.
It's so mind-boggling. Yeah. I mean, we have to figure out how to tax more and to tax differently. I think we have to tax wealth and not income. It's bananas. It's bananas. And this, you know, at the state legislature right now, they're talking about the tax bills and they're trying to reconcile all this. And there's not a new idea in the crowd. Which is, in my view, really, really what's needed. New ideas, new ways of taxing. All right. Avengers Endgame, that movie, became the second highest grossing movie globally this week after just 2 weeks in release. What movie remains at the top of the chart? If that's number two, what movie's number one? Is it Avatar? Is it Avengers Infinity War? Is it Mamma Mia? God, I hope it's Mamma Mia. Is it Titanic? Is the number one Avatar, Avengers Infinity Wars, Mamma Mia, or Titanic?
Oof, I don't know. I'm going to go with the other Avengers movie, Infinity War. I'm not confident at all. How about you?
I feel more confident in saying Avatar. Would you go with me on that?
You can, if you feel strongly about that, let's do it.
Boy, you've really got me over a barrel here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with it. Avatar.
Let's do it.
Yes, and only 53% of the people got that right. I think I heard that. Avatar had grossed $2.78 billion worldwide. In all time, all you know, as long as it's been out, Endgame reached $2.3 billion this week after 2 weeks. Now, ticket prices are more expensive, but I don't think that accommodates for all that. Hey, Duluth set a daily record for snowfall on Wednesday with 8.3 inches of snow in May. That beat the old daily record of for May 8th of 5.5 inches. What year was the old record set? So the old record of 5 inches, 5.5 inches on May 8th, was that set in 1862, 1902, 1974, the great year, 1995. Oof. What year was that old record set?
I have no idea, but you said 74 was a great year, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay, all right, I'll go with you on 74. No, 1902. No reason to even know that. All right, yeah. There goes a perfect record. Let's try to get 9 out of 10. Hey, the House Judiciary Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress this week for doing what? Well, fundamentally for denying his
what
oath.
What didn't he do
to protect
wrong?
The, that's the better protect question. The Constitution of the United States. I mean, the level of Republicans who are willing to just not give a rat's ass about it. All right. Refusing to testify about the Mueller report? Refusing to release the full unredacted Mueller report to the committee? We'll hear more from that about that from Richard Painter. Lying in previous testimony to Congress, which he did, but it's not what this is about. All of the above? None of the above.
That proves my point. It's all of them. What didn't he do wrong?
I do think he did all those things, but what was he held in contempt for?
Oh, sure. Oh, the testimony, I think. He didn't testify before the House.
I think that's it. I think it was that and not the unredacted Mueller report. Refused to testify. No, it was he did not release the unredacted Mueller report. That's what they held him in contempt for. Boy, we're 0 for 2 on the last two here, my friend. All right, number 6. What Twin Cities chef won the James Beard Award for Best Chef Midwest this week? Was it Jamie Malone? Was it Gavin Kyson? Was it Ann Kim or Christina Nygen?
Old test strategy when you have no idea is go with answer C. So,
and in this case, that's going to prove to be right. And I also happen to know that it was Ann Kim. Ann Kim's a bit of a distant friend of mine. It was Ann Kim. Pizzeria Lola and her new little shop. I can't remember the name of it. Hey, but that's a big deal to get the James Beard Chef Award. Like, that's not messing around. That's like winning an award from the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, which we should start giving awards out, by the way. We really should. We should start giving awards. Hey, question number 7. What modern invention did many viewers notice in the background of Last of the Starks episode of Game of Thrones this past week? What modern day, current day invention did they see? The New York Yankees cap someone was wearing? A hair scrunchie? An iPhone? Or a takeout coffee cup?
I'd never seen an episode, but it was hard to miss that in social media. That was the cup, I believe.
Yeah, isn't it something like here you and I know that there was a coffee cup left in the Game of Thrones, and even you and I, paying as much attention as we do, weren't sure exactly what William Barr was held in contempt of Congress for.
Oh, boy.
Really good. Oh, we are the problem we're trying to solve. All right, the Minnesota Vikings announced a new concert series at its Eagan headquarters that will feature... St. Paul and the will features the question is written wrong that will feature St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Josh Stone, Sheila E., and 80s heartthrob Rick Springfield. What did they name the festival? I didn't even know. I know nothing about all this. Did they name it Summer Solstice? I don't know what that skull thing is about. Thunderclap, Purple People Power, or Horns Up?
A is by far the dumbest one, so I'm going to go with that.
Summer Solstice?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Look at that. A Summer Solstice, Thunderclap, Purple Power, People Power, Horns Up. Let's go with Summer Solstice. Yes. I don't even know what that skull means. Do you know what that is?
It's a reference to something.
Nordic?
Scandinavian, yeah. Nordic, okay. Yeah.
Hey, this week, Georgia became the what numbered state in 2019 to pass a so-called fetal heartbeat bill, which bans almost all abortions after a heartbeat is detected, which happens around 6 weeks of pregnancy before many women even know that they're pregnant. It was the first state, the second state, the third state, or the fourth state to pass such a bill?
Well, I might have to defer to you on this one. I don't know. What do you think?
Georgia. I know that Florida did. I think Georgia was first.
Iowa did it too, didn't they?
Maybe. Let's go with first.
Yeah.
No. Fourth. Oh, boy. Fourth state heartbeat bill. What happened for the first time ever this past weekend at the Kentucky Derby? One of the top three finishers was injured after the race and had to be put down. The purse reached $2 million. The horse initially declared the winner was disqualified, or the winning time was under 2 minutes.
Oh, disqualification.
I think so, too. I think the horse that won was disqualified. See, we know that, too, and didn't know the heartbeat bell. 70%. And because it's Minnesota, the website gave us a nice job. You did pretty well. Well, I don't think we did. I think we missed three really important ones.
It says pretty well. I love that.
Yeah, even pretty well. Like, they even qualify you did well. Hey, okay, so we'll be back with Richard Painter. He knows many more things. So if you're waiting for 100%, you're going to get him in a moment here on AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota, and your afternoon Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
This is Artbeat for the week. I'm Elizabeth Horob, co-host of Connections Radio, and today I'll be letting you in on some awesome literary events happening this weekend in Minneapolis. Tonight, get yourself out to the launch of Motion Poem's highly anticipated 9th season at the Minneapolis Institute of Art in the Pillsbury Theater, featuring the collaborative work of 10 award-winning emerging poets and 11 international filmmakers in this world premiere public screening. Select one of two screenings, 6:30 p.m. or 8 p.m., and take in a panel conversation before or after at 7:30 p.m. This event is free and open to the public, but tickets are required. Motion Poems is a small Minneapolis-based nonprofit arts organization with a vast reach. Founded in 2008, they have produced over 120 poetry films with filmmakers, casts, and crew from all over the world. Partnering with top-quality for-profit and nonprofit publishers, film companies, and literary organizations, Motion Poems is dedicating to creating opportunities for artists to collaborate in innovative hybrid ways. For more information, visit www.motionpoems.org, and to reserve your tickets, go to tickets.artsmia.org. Tomorrow night, Saturday, from 6 to 9 p.m., jump in and experience the 4th Annual Lit Crawl Minnesota 2019. Lit Crawl Minnesota boasts a roster of local artists, authors, and performers at more than 10 different events that range from readings, improv, games, interactive story building, and a hands-on workshop. A celebration of the vibrant literary scene in the Twin Cities, this lively crawl will have something for everyone. Lit Crawl Minnesota is a project of Lit Quake. Lit Crawl Minnesota 2019 is produced by the Bartman's Group and the Loft Literary Center as part of the Loft's Wordplay 2019. Lit Crawl Minnesota is free and open to the public. Grab a drink and join them for some zany literary fun. Lit Crawl Minnesota takes place at High Point Center for Printmaking, Morrissey's Irish Pub, Bryant Lake Bowl and Theater, Zoe's Cafe, and the Red Stag Supper Club. To learn more about this event, go to www.litcrawlmn.com. That's Artbeat for the week. I'm Elizabeth Korob, co-host of Connections Radio Show, airing live Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for Standard Heating and Air Conditioning Spring Fever Sale, where you can save $1,700 or more on a new furnace and AC combo throughout May. We all love being outside in spring, but we have to come in sooner or later, hopefully later. And Standard will make sure you're ready. So find out more about Standard's Spring Fever Sale and how you can save $1,700 or more today at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies tonight with a low around 41. Saturday, rain with a high near 64. Sunday, cloudy with a high near 60. And Monday, sunny with a high near 68. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and if you're still looking for gift ideas, check out one of the great AM 950 advertisers. By shopping with one of the AM 950 advertisers, you'll not only find cool gift ideas for mom, you'll also be helping support local independent businesses. Find a full list of our advertisers at AM950radio.com.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. It's Fridays, and we like to check in with our spiritual hope in the Mueller report debacle. And that's Richard Painter. Richard, you're not only the law professor around here, somebody who understands government and how it works, but you're sort of the heart of continuing the pressure on Barr to release the fully redacted Mueller report. Boy, it just seems like now it feels like it's been going on forever and ever, and there's we feel further away from getting that fully redacted report than it felt like we did the day that the redacted version was released. How do you see things?
Well, it's a mess right now. We've got the Attorney General of the United States in contempt of Congress, and Congress they're gonna have to go to court, get a court order against him. I suggest that they ought to send a sergeant of arms or just pick him up and put him in a jail cell. But I don't think the speaker wants to do that. But he's in contempt of Congress. He needs to turn over the entire unredacted Mueller report. There's no excuse for holding that back. The problem is that it's quite clear that President Trump and everybody working for him is just flipping the middle finger to the United States House of Representatives.
Yeah.
We're getting the same thing with the tax returns from Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin, who's basically told the Ways and Means Committee to pound sand, and they're not going to get the Trump tax returns, even though the Ways and Means Committee is clearly entitled to those tax returns under federal law. So this is a standoff. It's a serious situation, and this is going to have to get resolved.
Hey, Richard, I don't know if you saw, but just a half an hour ago, the House did subpoena Mnuchin for the and the IRS commissioner over the tax returns. So they've escalated up just in the last half an hour.
Well, that's good they did that, but they got to enforce those subpoenas. They got to go to court, get a court order. And this is where it's uncertain how quickly the courts are going to act. I believe the Congress is right, both with respect to the subpoena of the Mueller report from Attorney General Barr and the subpoena of the tax returns from the Treasury Secretary. But the question is how quickly they can get a court order requiring these materials to be turned over, because Donald Trump's going to try and delay this and run it all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be buying time. The Supreme Court probably would rather give him time than have to make a decision. So it's a very difficult situation, particularly if the House isn't willing to bite the bullet, vote out articles of impeachment, or at a minimum, formally open impeachment inquiry. If they do that, I think there's a lot more pressure on the courts to expedite things House of Representatives, so they're willing to move toward impeachment.
So a bunch of news came out, when Congress issued this contempt citation to Attorney General Barr, that back in 2012, the Republican Congress issued a similar contempt statement against Eric Holder around information related to this thing called Fast and Furious, this guns sort of undercover project that was going on down on the Mexican border. And basically, the Republicans, screamed and yelled, he has to turn this over. We've now, pressured him with this contempt citation, and Eric Holder didn't. In fact, just yesterday or the day before, that charge from 2012 finally saw a court hearing, like 7 years later. So that makes me just wonder, Richard, you know so much more about this. Is there any chance that because a contempt citation has been issued from the committee toward Barr, is that going to slow things up even more? Like, will it now become litigated? And now they'll say, well, we can't do anything until the court responds. And if that's not expedited by a judge somewhere, that's sort of game over right there. Is that a possibility?
That's my concern, that the courts, that this just is not going to move along very quickly. It would help the House of Representatives enormously if they could differentiate this investigation in terms of urgency and importance from the many other investigations that the House of Representatives has had over the executive branch, matters such as Fast and Furious during the Obama administration, the endless investigations of Hillary's email, and so forth. We all know there are investigations, and then there are real, more serious investigations. This clearly falls in the latter category, but they need to do something to differentiate it, and that's why I believe very strongly they need to, at a minimum, open a formal impeachment inquiry, an impeachment inquiry. That sends the message to the courts that the Congress is serious, that that they are likely to be moving toward impeachment. They are entitled to any and all evidence that they need to carry forth their constitutional duties, and that this is a lot different than the standard congressional investigation, which is really often about some wrongdoing in the executive branch, but an effort also to embarrass the executive branch for purposes of winning the next election, which we had a lot of that in the Obama years from the Republican Congress. And as I said, I think this Congress needs to convince the courts this is much more urgent. This is an impeachment inquiry. This is not your routine congressional investigation.
Other than escalating it up, because it seems that Nancy Pelosi does not want to do that, right? She is saying, hey, just got to figure out another way. Like, we're going to run through some, apparently, I mean, I've tried to listen carefully to what she's saying, but apparently she wants to run through some other procedures and other options in her toolkit before going to the impeachment, a formal impeachment inquiry, which, to your point, would expedite this. Is there anything else? Like, could it be raised as a national security grievance where they would say the country has to, the Congress has to see the redacted portions because it is so crucial for national security? Can you see any other path other than the impeachment if the very Speaker of the House, who is a Democrat, is so uninclined to use that tool at this point?
Well, the other avenue is the Intelligence Committee should be demanding complete access to the unredacted Part 1 of the Mueller report, which covers the Russian interference in the election. And that's where a lot of the redactions are, in the first part of the Mueller report. Both the House, both the Republicans and the Democrats on the House and the Senate Intelligence Committee should review an unredacted version of Part 1 of the Mueller report for national security reasons, and be pledged to, you know, of course, to keep that confidential. Some of that information is classified, others grand jury information, but certainly the members of the House and Senate should have all of the information in that report that has to do with the Russian interference with the election, anyone's collaborating with the Russians, even if the collaboration didn't reach the level of criminal conspiracy. And so I would push that angle as well from those committees. I feel quite strongly, however, that both the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee of the House need to have their own autonomy to do what they think is best. The Speaker of the House is a political position. I know she's thinking about the politics here, but quite frankly, we need to think about what the obligations are of the members of the House. And the Intelligence Committee members have to look out after our national security. That's much more important than politics and elections. And the Judiciary Committee, they need to enforce the Constitution.
Yeah, boy, and that's how I see it too, Richard. And I know you're somebody who I think is supportive of impeachment. This argument that that Steny Hoyer makes and that Nancy Pelosi makes and many of the other people in Congress are making, that you have to have the public, popular support for an impeachment. It seems to me that that's precisely the opposite standard of an impeachment, because impeachment needs to be that the Congress, who has oversight of the executive branch, could and should and is required to prosecute a president when the president has committed wrongdoing, even if the president is very well liked and very well loved and very beloved. You could imagine a time in this country where, and I think the founders did foresee this, where a president has all kinds of support for doing things that are criminal, and people are like, but we like it. And Congress has to use impeachment as its own tool to protect the Constitution against the tyranny of the majority, against public opinion, because they're two separate things. The consequences of it are one thing. That's where you have to win the political battle. But this whole argument that Congress needs to first have the American people be supportive of something that you could only become supportive of after the impeachment takes place, because you don't have the information yet, just seems so wrongheaded. Do you have any thoughts about that idea, that that impeachment needs to be the tool used by the Congress sometimes to even act against the popular support of a president who very well could be reelected because they've done something criminal, but the people seem to like it?
I agree. I look at the Constitution. It doesn't say anything about whether the president's popular or not.
Right. That's what an election is.
The Constitution talks about high crimes and misdemeanors. So there's obviously some room for the House of Representatives to define what high crimes and misdemeanors are. And I know that people feel that the Congress, the House of Representatives, was burned after the Clinton impeachment in 1998. And the Republicans lost seats in the House because of that impeachment under Newt Gingrich. But we recall that was about the President of the United States lying under oath, but about a consensual affair with a White House intern. And right. That was just not something that rose anywhere close to the level of what's going on with Donald Trump. I mean, politicians have been having affairs, for centuries. And
since people have been having affairs.
They lie about it to their spouse. They lie about it to the public. There's plenty of that going on at the time of the founders. And the notion that the president would be impeached for lying about an affair, such as the Monica Lewinsky thing, is just absurd. So, of course, the public was furious at the Republicans for doing that. But this is entirely different. This is a foreign adversary, the corrupted our election, conducted espionage here. The president of the United States, when he was campaigning, actually encouraged them to hack Hillary Clinton's email. His campaign people were all over the Russia situation, and whether or not there was criminal conspiracy that could be charged, which is a very, very difficult charge to bring. The fact of the matter is that a lot of them lied about contacts with Russia, and the president obstructed justice and tried to shut down an investigation that's critical to our national security. So, yeah, he ought to be impeached, and I don't think the Democrats are going to do very well in the election if they don't impeach him, and then they go and hit the campaign trail and say,
that's
well,
he's guilty
of high crimes and misdemeanors. Or crimes, and they talk about crimes in the Trump administration. And people are going to laugh. And they're going to say, well, there's so many crimes in the Trump administration. Why didn't you impeach the guy?
Why didn't you do something about it? Yeah, kicking the can to the voters is not the obligation of the House of Representatives. It's their job. This is what they're elected for. Like, they have two things. They make laws and control the purse. And secondly, they give oversight to the executive branch. It's like it's abdicating. Anyway, I don't want to rant about that right now. Richard, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back here right after the break. AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota in the Afternoon Repartee.
Everybody, happy Mother's Day to all you beautiful mothers out there. This is Paul Metza telling you about a great new show on the Wall of Power Radio Hour this weekend. We featured two legendary Minnesota musicians, one of the finest acoustic steel string fingerstyle guitar players in the world, and Minneapolis resident Tim Sparks. We also have Bobby Vandell, a legendary Minnesota drummer who's created a great show called Sing Me Back Home, a tribute to Merle Haggard. On AM 950 this weekend, 6 p.m. Saturday, 4 p.m. Sunday.
Treat your goddess for Mother's Day on Sunday, May 12th, beginning at 11 a.m. at It's Greek to Me. Make your reservations now. It's Greek to Me is located on the corner of Lake and Lindale at 626 West Lake Street in Minneapolis, or at itsgreektomemn.com. If you would rather celebrate Mother's Day at home, let It's Greek to Me by Athena cater your party. Great news, the patio is open, and there is plenty of parking behind the Jungle Theater on Garfield Avenue.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This week, I'll highlight a group of German university students and their professor, who, in 1942, created an underground resistance to the Nazi regime using the moniker White Rose. It's a story of idealism at its finest. Then, for the big interview, I'll speak with Chris Farrell, author of Purpose and a Paycheck, about how older workers are seizing opportunities to create new businesses. Very interesting. Ellie 2.0 Radio on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM 950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Have you tuned in to Mission Accomplishers yet? Saturdays at 7 p.m., hosted by the fellas Hunter Haas and Eric Nelson. You don't want to miss out, so subscribe on your podcast app of choice, Apple, Google, Stitcher. We release extended editions of the show, talks, interviews that you can only find via podcast. Pull up Apple Podcasts now, type in Mission Accomplishers, subscribe, rate us, and give feedback, and we'll read your feedback on the air. Mission Accomplishers, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on AM 950.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Nice bumper there, Brett. Good one. I hope that's true, that someday when you fight the law, at least in this case, the law will win. But boy, I'll tell you, when the President of the United States has the chief law enforcement officer acting like his personal attorney, kind of afraid the law is going to win on that thing. Hey, Richard, it is Mother's Day this weekend, and I just like to remind people that for all the lovelies that Mother's Day is, like, it's great for flowers and for caring for your mom and saying thank you, Mom. Mother's Day started as a mom's movement, sort of something similar to the kind of movements that we see today, sort of mom's demanding action kind of movement, as an anti-war movement. Moms got sick and tired of their sons being killed, so the Mother's Day movement was a social movement to bring an end to war, and it has been taken over and becomes other things too. But just on this weekend, when you thank your mom, also know that every mom you've ever met is against war, because, well, I wish that was true. Many moms you've met are against war, so sometimes these feel-good holidays also have a very rich history, and Mother's Day is one of those. Hey, Richard, Don Jr. got a subpoena apparently half a month ago or so. What do you make of that? What do you make of the idea that the Senate subpoenaed Don Jr. and said, you're going to get in here and answer a couple questions about what went on in that Trump Tower meeting?
Well, absolutely they should, because there's a lot that went on that might not have risen to the level of conspiracy. The Russians didn't need anybody to conspire with them in order to hack Hillary's email or to give it to WikiLeaks. So you didn't have the criminal conspiracy, but that doesn't mean the Trump people didn't know about it, didn't know when it was going to happen, when it was going to be given to WikiLeaks. So there's plenty of coordination. Obviously, that's what the collaboration was going on in the Trump Tower meeting. That's exactly what should be investigated. And he was there, and he helped set it up. And so he better answer those stressful questions truthfully, or he's going to be in a heap of trouble.
Mm-hmm. It feels to me like these subpoenas, now they're going to be coming hot and heavy, and we're going to end up with, you know, half a dozen or more of them between Steve Mnuchin and the IRS secretary and William Barr and Don Jr. Like, they're starting to pile up. Should we be afraid that to the popular mind, people either aren't going to know that they even happened, or there's just going to be a bunch of them and people are going to be like, oh, there's another one, and some of the implication and power of the fact that the Congress has subpoenaed or has issued a contempt charge against someone will just sort of lose its luster?
Well, Donald Trump's going to do everything he can to make it lose luster there. Distract. And he's going to play it witch hunt. He's going to start set up distractions. And he's got his cabinet in his back pocket. He's got the Attorney General operating his own personal lawyer. He's got the Treasury Secretary sitting on his tax returns, refusing to release them. And then what's really the scariest is that he's got the Secretary of State and the Defense Department there. That he's really trying to stir something up, probably with Iran.
Sure seems like it.
And he may get a war going, and that's going to be the ultimate distraction. That he gets a war going, and I know that Iran has been acting very badly, so, you know, there are countries in the world that are giving Donald Trump an excuse to do something, and he's going to take that excuse, not because it's good policy, because we certainly don't need a war with Iran, it's not going to help, but because he wants to create a distraction, and he knows that wartime presidents, at least toward the beginning of wars, tend to have high poll numbers. And that's a very, very dangerous situation that we're getting into with Iran. And I was hoping that the House and the Senate would be a lot more aggressive about sending the message that he does not have free rein to go get us into an entanglement. Start a war with Iran, that's something Congress needs to decide.
Right. Yeah, you know, Richard, one of the things I'm surprised about with Trump's taxes, they're obviously out there in the world, right? Banks have them or have them in part. Accounting firms have them. I am just surprised that these things have not been leaked. It is totally baffling to me. It has been for 4 years that somebody wasn't like, hey, look, somebody in Germany at Deutsche Bank just says, here they are, right? Does that surprise you at all that that people aren't just, you know, violating whatever code or ethics or internal rules there are in an organization and not releasing these taxes, knowing what they know are actually in them?
Well, I don't know where those taxes are and where they're being held. But, you know, the bottom line is that it's shocking to me that ordinary Americans have to turn over their tax returns in order to get a mortgage.
Right. Well,
so to get a mortgage, I got to hand over all my tax returns for the past 2 years. Everybody else does. Yeah. But yeah,
and, the president and between Bernie States, Sanders and Donald Trump, both of them say they don't have to. Hey, Richard, we're running out of time. Sorry, I ran us long here. We appreciate you so much. And one of these days, there'll be brighter things to talk about. AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Enjoy your weekend, all. Happy Mother's Day.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is the end of our program, or the Departee. You can listen to our show anytime at am950radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.